有圣灵，我们继续再一起来学习。
Hallelujah! In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll continue our study.
那早上讲的有没有什么认为说不妥当的，或是你还要想讲什么的吗？
Is there anything from this morning's classes that you think were inappropriate? Or do you have any comments that you'd like to share?
那没有的话，我们就请。
If not, we'll.
答案是怎么样？什么问题呀？
我忘记问
题。啥问题也忘记了。
Jason had a question which he forgot.
好聪明啊！那我们的问题是什么
？What is our question?
还记得吗？耶稣后悔。神后悔。
About God's repentance or regret.
大家意见怎么样
？What's your opinion?
那我们来看几节，这个要看圣经很多，我们稍微看几节就好。
We'll just cite a few of the many verses in the Bible.
最有名的，我们看先看九十篇九十篇我们很熟的。
Let's turn to Psalm 90. This is a familiar passage.
90篇，我们讲人生都会讲这个的。
We often use this psalm to speak about
70-80，对不对？
The length of our life being 70 or 80.
我讲到这里就要大家小心了。年纪大的人不可以讲这个。
But this is not quite appropriate for the elderly.
我这十几年前我有一次一个聚会，我讲这个，那有一个弟兄说：“哎呀，七十就够了。我听他讲，我替他捏把冷汗，你知道吗？”
Over 10 years ago, during a service, I was speaking on this passage, and a brother in the congregation said, "70 years old is good enough."
他没有想很多。
But I felt nervous for him. He wasn't thinking that much.
是家庭查经。
Oh, it was during a family Bible study, and about 20 people were there.
那我说，这位弟兄几岁了？
I asked this brother, how old?
他马上脸红起来，因为66了。
He began to blush because he was already 66.
在四年就要死掉了，四年很快啊！他这时候说，这样子啊，好。他说：“那不要不要。”我说：“对呀、不可以乱讲个时间了、年轻可以讲啊。”
Which means
Jason 说：“七十够了，拜托他二十几岁而已。”
He only have 4 years left. But if someone younger like Jason says 70 is more than enough, then that's fine because he's still very young.
我们的年纪在神的手中啊，看神让你活多久就活多久。
Our lifespan is in fact in God's hands. We just let God decide how long He wants us to live.
这个感谢神就是
了。We just thank God.
让你活一百岁，你也感谢嘛？你不要说不用了。圣经说八十，强壮八十，我到八十就可以了，也不用这样子嘛。
If God decides to give us 100 years, we just accept it. We don't have to say because the Bible says 80 years is the maximum, and we just live until 80.
我们知道这是那个神的摩西的祈祷。
This psalm is the prayer of Moses, the man of God.
我们看十三节
，verse 13。Return, O Lord, how long? And have compassion on your servants.
其实那个说为你的仆人后悔。
And this is, in fact, literally.
你那个是什么
？NKJV.
Okay, 好。
This is in literally have repentance for your servants.
Repent, regret. 他求神后悔啊。
He asked God to regret or repent.
我们来看那个。诗篇一百零六篇。
Let's also read Psalm 106.
神会不会后悔
？Does God ever regret?
会哦，圣经有写神后悔啊，很多次哦。
The Bible records in numerous places that God repents.
那我们记住这一节就好，四十五节，一零六四十五。
Psalm 106 verse 45.
好，请念。
And for their sake, He remembered His covenant and relented. According to the multitude of his mercies.
为他们纪念他的约，照他丰盛的慈爱后悔，神后悔了。
God relented or repented according to the multitude of His mercies.
对人而说的。
This was with regards to men.
从人的角度来看的。
In other words, looking at it from man's angle.
并且照着神的怜悯。
And also according to God's mercies.
所以有一些事情，我们神后悔了。
There are some things where God changes His mind or He regrets.
是在人间的历史来看的。
And this is from the perspective of the human dimension.
后悔一定跟时间有关系啊。
Regret or changing of mind has to do with time.
没有时间有没有后悔？
If there is no time, there would not be any regret.
没有嘛，对不对？后悔一定在人间的。
Regret or changing of mind is within the human realm.
那同样的，我们看诗篇一百十篇第四节。
Let's also read Psalm 110, verse 4. Psalm 110, verse 4. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
神绝对不会后悔的。
God never relents or repents.
好，同一个事件，神有时候后悔，有时候不后悔。
Even over the same single incident, the Bible says that God both relented or changed His mind, as well as He did not relent.
譬如扫罗事件呢？哈。
For example, over the incident of Saul.
如果你看神的用人间来看的话，神后悔。
From man's perspective.God changed His mind.
神说，我大能者不自说谎，也不自后悔。
But at the same time, God said that He was the Almighty God, and He would never change His mind.
一方面就又说，那个扫罗不照神的话，神后悔了。
But on the other hand, when it was said that Saul did not obey the voice of the Lord regretted or relented.
耶利米书四章二十八节，再念完这个就好了。太多了，你回去自己查一下，很多。这两边都有了哈。
Let's read another passage, and that should be enough. Jeremiah
四章
chapter 4 verse
二十八节
28. Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 28. For this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken, I have purposed, and will not relent, nor will I turn back from it.
我们知道，当然用表达的方式，化神什么都是错的。
This is only for the purpose of illustration, but in reality, there's really no way to illustrate or draw God.
我们知道那个起初
，In the beginning，
神创造天地
，God created the heavens and the earth。
所以这是时间
，This
因为有开始有时间
，This is the beginning of time。
天地就是有空间
，The heavens and the earth represent space。
接下来就有时间了
，And after that point was the dimension of time.
那在这个时间里面，神有计划。
Within time, God had His plans.
计划就有时间。
The plans are placed in time.
神是超越时间。
But God is above time.
他也在时间。
He is also in time.
对神的一个句子，这个是他是超乎众人之上，关乎众人之中，住在众人之内，一个人绝对没有办法，我不能跑到你的心里面去。
God is above all, through all, and in all, and this is something humanly impossible.
所以时候满足，神道成肉身，有时候的神有时候。
In the fullness of time, God became flesh. In other words, God also has a sense of time.
那我们赞美诗也要嘛 ，in your time 还是什么 ？in your hand 还是什么
？His time。
哦 ，in his time， 有他的时间呢、啊。那个时间是在这里面的。
There's a hymn titled "In His Time." That time is within this frame.、
这个是人间呐、啊。
And this is in the human.
在人间才有时间。
in the world, in the human world, there is time.
所以当神进到人间的时候，
when God enters time,
你会看到这个事情，因为神宣告就是在时间里面宣告哦。
When God makes declarations, He does so in time.
这个人变坏了。
This person turned evil.
神说啊，你怎么变坏？
And God felt sorry.
哎，这叫神的那个什么哦，后悔。
And that is considered God's relenting or repentance.
你又看到另外层面。
But if you look at it from another dimension,
你看耶稣基督或是神哦，是昔在、今在、永在。
The Lord Jesus Christ, who is God, is the one who was, who is, and who is to come.
画这样是错的。
But even trying to represent it graphically is already incorrect.
以人间来讲，昔在、今在、永在。
From man's perspective, we can say God was, and is to come.
这三点是一点的，或是没有点的。
But in another dimension, there is no singular point.
在属灵里面
啊, in the spiritual realm, there are no points.
人间的三点一定是分开的。如果你人发疯的时候，有时候是三点搞错了，这一点把它放到这一点来，这一点放到那点去。我是那个错乱了，时间导致啊。
When a person, if a person is insane, he may confuse different points of time, but normally different points are separate.
所以在时间里面，
in time,
神有时间性。
God has a sense of time.
就是我们的时间。
And it is our time.
当然时间是神创造的，就是了。
Of course, God created time.
在永恒之上。
But in eternity,
我刚讲过，其实用这样线来代表神也是错的。
Just that line representing eternity is already wrong.
因为在永恒，神没有什么点的，没有过去、现在、将来，但是也不能这样说，因为这是你没有办法想象的。
Because in eternity, we cannot possibly imagine what it is like.
所以神不后悔。
God does not repent or relent.
因为我们启示录是这样，事情还没结束，神已经看到了。
In Revelation, we can see that God already sees the very end.
神是超越这个，这个是宇宙。
Because God transcends the universe, which is this.
他从还没开始，他已经知道；你还没结束，他已经看见。
Even before we reach the end, God already sees.
所以在这样的一个神，怎么会后悔呢？
So how can such a transcendent God ever relent?
所以从永恒之上，神绝对不会后悔。神一直说，我绝对不会后悔。我是神，我是全能，不会后悔。
Therefore, from an eternal perspective, God says that He never relents.
但是神又进到人间。
But He also enters our realm.
所以在人间的这里，神为什么后悔？所谓神的后悔，是以他的神有慈爱、有公义，以他的慈爱后悔。
God sometimes relents because of His mercy.
所以这两个，其实后悔不后悔，在人间，在人间的这个平面上是矛盾的。
Therefore,
矛盾了，对不对？
On the human horizon, the God's relenting and not relenting are contradictory.
那其实你把它分开，这是不同层面的。
But we can separate these two into two different dimensions.
就不是冲突的。
Then there would not be any contradiction.
所以比较聪明的人，那个康德，他就想出一个来解决这个，就是恶律背反。
Therefore, people who are more intelligent, such as Kant, has this concept.
是不是？
Which is antinomia.
好嘞，我看不来。两个律。好像是对抗的，其实如果其实这两个不一样的层面。
When two forces or two laws seem to be contradictory, they are actually within two different dimensions.
神是这样子的。
And that's how God is.
所以我们说，譬如说另外一个问题，神可不可以理解
？Another question: Can you really know God?
很老实人说，神不可知啊。
person who is very honest with himself will say, God cannot be known.
所以康德说神不可知。
That is why.
因为他想破头了，没有办法知道。
Kant believed that God cannot be known.
因为他是超越你的。
Because God is above us.
所以神在天，你在地，你不要讲话，因为你不知道。
God is in heaven.
神的旨意，神的道路是多么深啊，奥秘啊，不知道。所以到最后，保罗说，圣在什么？敬虔的奥秘。
God is in heaven and we are on earth, and His ways and His deeds are beyond us. That's why Paul exclaimed, "How profound and deep are the mysteries of God."
另外一面呢，我们要竭力追求认识神。
But on the other hand, we are told to strive to know God.
你不知道神就不可以。
You have to know God.
到底怎么办？
Then how do you resolve this?
其实很好办。
But it's rather simple.
神。你以人的那个思考是没有办法去理解的。
Using our rationale, God simply cannot be understood.
但是他已经启示给你了，进到这个时空里面启示给你。
But God has entered our time and space to reveal Himself to us.
所以你用他给你的材料认识他。
Therefore, using His revelation, we can know Him.
所以你就晓得他了。
And this is how we can know God.
小孩子再小也晓得妈妈在讲什么话。
Even the smallest children understand their mother.
所以小孩子很聪明的。
That's why little children are actually quite smart.
好，所以这个问题应该是这样子。
And this is how we should look at this question.
神会后悔。
God relents.
神不会后悔。
God does not relent.
这就是答案。
That is the answer.
这样好不好？
Is that good for you?
这两个都是圣经啊。
These are all from the Bible.
那不要吵。
And there's no need to argue about it.
能理解就理解，不能理解你就说神后悔了啊，神不会后悔。
If you can understand it, fine. If not, just simply repeat, God relents and God does not relent.
那如果你只是看一边
，If you only stick to one side of it,
你就想说，哎，神后悔，所以这个神是什么？开放性的神，他对未来不可也不知啊。
You will just say God relents, therefore God is open in the sense that God doesn't know the future.
神的全能是有限制的。
God's omnipotence is actually not quite omnipotence because it's limited.
哇，那这样的话，这个神，我看我要换个神了，我更不跟你同一个神。
If that's the God you believe in, then I believe in a different God from you.
我的神还是全能全知遍在。
Because my God is all-knowing, all-present, and all-powerful.
只是我没有办法想象，用人的思想没有办法想的。但是我是相信。
He is simply beyond my human capacity to understand.
好，这就是我们在讲启示录第一章第八节这边所看到的。
And this is what we talked about when we were looking at Revelation chapter 1 verse 8.
神的三个特性。
God's three attributes.
他是任何事的开始跟结尾。
He is the beginning and the end of anything.
然后呢，他是在时间上是过去、现在、未来。
In terms of time, he was, he is, and he is to come.
他是在能力上是全能的。
In terms of his power, he is almighty.
所以那个启示录是以后凭着这个三个，他讲什么就会应验了。
Therefore, revelation is rooted in this truth that whatever Jesus speaks of will come true.
不然的话，因为有些人他不相信神是这样子。
Some people do not believe, that God is so.
所以他们就会想出说啊，把启示录也放在一种文学里面。
Therefore, they place the book of Revelation in the midst of other similar types of literature.
就说那个天启文学，
which is apocalyptic literature.
那个 TURE.
R-E-U-R-E
这个对吗？
对
OK 就是所谓的天启隐秘文学，天启文学 就是一种著作的一种 形式。
This is a genre within literature.
那古代也有很多那个就是犹太人他们新旧约当中或是新约之后有一些类似的这样的一个文体出来。
In the intertestamental period, some of the Jews in the past wrote books or literature of this type.
那常常这些是一种伪经了哈。
And these are so-called pseudepigrapha.
对。啊，那伪经不是旁经哦，是不一样的。
And this is different from the apocrypha.
Okay.那譬如说那个以赛亚升天记
For example, the Assumption of Isaiah
还有以诺一书二书
Or the first or second books of Enoch
还有很多了哈
And many others
那个黑马书他们都是用这些好那在这个所谓这种的天启文学当中呢
In the midst of the apocalyptic literature
你会听到说因为时代艰难所以先知出来他们做一些先知性的预言
A common interpretation of such literature is that because of the needs of a specific time or circumstance certain prophet arose and gave some prophetic utterances
来借着这个先知性的预言来安慰当时苦难的那些信众
And through these prophetic utterances these people wanted to comfort people at that time
这样是不是预言
Is that true prophecy?
这是预言
To them it's considered prophecy
但是这个预言不是神的启示的预言
But this type of prophecy is not the same as the revelation, the revelatory prophecy of God.
经济学家 John Liang.
John Liang is an economist.
经济学他起来
电
视采访。
He comes out and is interviewed on TV.
我乱讲，因为我对这个我没有什么概念。明年的现在那个股票涨一千点。
And he predicts
是不是这样讲我都不知道
that the stock will rise by a certain number of points by next year.
这是不是预言
Is that a prediction or prophecy?
预言这是什么预言经济学家的预言
It's a prediction by an economist.
是不是神的预言
Is it God's prophecy? No.
这个预言就看你对这个人认识多少他这个人的价值多少信的人就会多少
It depends on how well-known or dependable this person is, and that will determine how many people will believe it.
啊，这是一种预言哦。
This is a kind of prediction or prophecy.
他为什么做这种预言
？Why would he make such a prophecy？
因为他以前很有经验。
Because he has a lot of experience.
应该是分析社会分析。我就不知道怎么了，你反正等一下让你讲讲就会。
He has analyzed all aspects, which John can help explain later.
这个是基于过去事实的未来的一个预言。
Such a prediction is based on all the accumulation of the experience in the past.
就是基于过去事实的一个预言。
This is a prediction that is based on the facts or experience in the past.
很多人相信启示录是这样子啊。
This is how many people interpret Revelation.
你看很多的注解书啊。
If you read commentaries,
他们认为说这是约翰，他要安慰当时的百姓，当时的受苦的信徒。而发出的这样的先知性的预言
They understand Revelation as a set of prophecies spoken by John in order to meet the needs of the people of his time
所以这样子的话那个背景很重要
So to such commentators, the background of Revelation is very important.
因为约翰活在当时啊。
Because John lived in a certain period of time.
所以会用当时的事情来讲末世的事。
Therefore, they had to use the background of John to understand the message of Revelation.
譬如说呢，在解释这个老底家的故事。
For example, when interpreting the story or the letter to the church in Laodicea.
现在变成很流行，你看呢，当然你们不要看哦，我不主张那个信徒看书，看一些外教会的看这个看那个，你看的三长两短，我不负责任。我不负责这个任哦，我没有叫你去看。我是讲真的，这个不可以鼓励你。如果看了，但你问你身体强壮无所谓啊，万一如果你那个时候刚好感冒又发烧，一看这个三长两短，我这个我不负责任。我是讲真的，以后如果你不可以说我叫你去，我没有，我还说不可以看，看的跟我没关系。
There are many commentaries, and I don't encourage members to read such commentaries. Of course, if you're healthy and you choose to do it yourself, then that is your choice. But if you're sick and you go ahead, you may get injured, and I'm not responsible.
你会说啊，这个传道移民政策，就是让不让人家看，然后
and you may think that I'm trying to keep the people quote unquote ignorant.
不是，我是不负责任。
I'm just simply saying I would not be responsible for the choices you make.
因为这个责任太大，我受不起。
Because I cannot. This is too great a responsibility.
但是人家这样叫你不要看，你就偏偏去看了。
But
好奇。
With human nature, the more you are told not to read something, the more you will want to read it.
但是我跟你讲，有一本书绝对不要看。
But I tell you, there is a book that you must not read, and you may end up reading it secretly.
那个李洪志的那个《转法轮》这本书绝对不要看，里面很毒啊。因为我是很认真把它看过，因为我是教学用啊。那个很你。如果你对教会有点感冒，你对那个我们的弟兄姊妹，或是传道，或是执事，或是长子有点感冒的，或是你对教会有点怀疑的，你一看哇，那马上中毒，我不骗你的，那个很现在比较好一点了，不是好一点了，因为再讲回来，这个人应该魔鬼工作很厉害。很厉害，你如果一相信他，他那个转法轮啊，他正转反转，正转是修炼，反转那个人家是人练法，他法练你，你会被他练死。我是真讲真的，这个你不要看，也不要好奇。如果你要看，我们可以一起，跟我们一起。
This is the book on Falun Gong by the author, the founder of Falun Gong, and this book is very.
其实不能好奇的。
Quote unquote poisonous, especially if you have some grudge or feel that there are some things about the church or about the ministers that you don't like, you definitely should not read such book because in that state of weakness, you will be affected. And I believe the author of this book had been possessed and used by the devil. Because the problem with this ideology or book is not just ideological, it is also spiritual.
因为我看完之后，我不小心在一个地方讲，那个马上有人反应啊，说对呀，教我们的教会啊，也有人看到那种现象就出来了。我还去那个练光点找他们。
Because I had to teach at the seminary, so I had to prepare for the class, and I read this book.
我们教会啊。
And I was talking about this subject one time at a particular local church, a True Jesus Church, and a member said that, yes, what you are saying is true because this is exactly what happened at this place that he went to.
有一个青年看到，看完之后那个到会堂，找不到路啊。
There was a young
找不到门了, 教会在哪里?
There was a young brother who read this book and he became disillusioned. So when he came to church, you can see him squinting as if he could not find his way.
后来他好了,
but later he was okay.
这是绝对不要的, 你不要好奇。
So don't ever attempt to read it on your own.
好,
out of curiosity.
讲启示这里了,
Let's come back to Revelation.
什么老底家教会不冷不热了, 对不对?
So take an example, the letter to the church in Laodicea concerning how she is lukewarm.
那我们正常就是这样念嘛, 对不对?
Normally we would just read through the passage.
那什么是不冷不热? 那我们都知道。
And we know what it means to be lukewarm.
因为早上我们讲, 这个启示录是他在灵里面看到的, 是直接神给他的, 这个不是人的感动。
This morning, we mentioned that Revelation is a record of what the author saw in God's Spirit. So this is not out of personal inspiration.
这种的启示不是感动, 不是人被神的灵感动写的。
This type of revelation is not an inspiration that is from the movement of God's Spirit.
这是人在神的灵里面记下神讲的话, 这不一样哦。
But rather, the words were recorded when the author was in the Spirit of God and he wrote down what he heard God say to him.
今早上我们讲圣经有两种来源。
This morning, we mentioned that the messages in the Bible have two different sources.
一种是感动的,
the first is through the breathing of God.
感动你可以看到写的那个人的影子还在里面。
When a person is inspired by God in such a way, you can see traces of the author's work.
你看保罗的一些书信里面很多是 里面有一些句子是耶稣讲的，那耶稣讲的就不是你感动，你就是照抄而已啊，你没有感动也可以抄下来啊。In
Paul's letters,
这是不一样的。
Sometimes he quoted the words of the Lord Jesus directly, and this is different from a person being inspired to write down what he understands.
当耶稣说，那个保罗说哈，主说。 施比受更为有福, 是不是感动写下来的?
When Paul said, the Lord said, it is better to give than to receive.
这是耶稣的话,
it is more blessed to give than to receive.
听到了,
these were the words of the Lord Jesus.
你就是正在发脾气, 你心情很不好, 你也可以写下来, 施比受更为有福, 不一定感动。
He simply wrote down what Jesus said.
我是用比较extreme的方式来讲。
So no matter what the author's mood may be, he is simply quoting what he heard.
这句话你叫不信的那个毛泽东来，他也会写“施比受更为有福”，因为耶稣这样讲的。Even 就没有所谓感动不感动。An
unbeliever like Chairman Mao to write these words, he can do the same, even though he is not technically inspired.
那另外一种呢，就是感动的。But
another source is through inspiration.
好，那。 启示录是他在灵里面看到什么就写什么。
The book of Revelation was written in such a way that he wrote down whatever he saw in the Spirit.
当然有感动最好啊。
Of course, it is best to be inspired.
没有感动也是一样。
But even if he was not inspired, it would be the same.
所以一样就是你看什么写什么。 讲什么你写什么。
In other words, he simply wrote down what he saw and heard.
你就是不甘愿也是写下来。
Even if he didn't like what he saw and heard.
你写下来的, 不甘愿写下来的, 跟感动写下来的东西是一样。
Because whether you're inspired or not, and whether you like it or not, you will write down faithfully what you see and hear.
就内容一样, 但是心情是不一样的。
Although the mood and the may be different, but the content must be the same.
可以晓得了解这意思吗？
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
譬如说现在让你抄圣经了哈。
For example, if I ask you to copy the Bible.
有的父母用华抄，要抄圣经，抄这一章，因为你刚刚不乖啊。
Some parents penalize their children by making them copy the Bible because they didn't behave.
他有没有感动啊？
Are they inspired? Are the children inspired? No, they may be very mad. They just cannot rebel. Paul also wrote.
保罗是感动啊。
But Paul was inspired.
你是激动啊。
And you may be angry.
内容一样不一样。
But the end product, are they the same?
最后内容是一样的。
The product, the end product must be the same.
那启示录我是相信是就是启示并且是预言，启示的预言那就不一样了。
I believe that revelation is both a revelation as well as a prophecy.
这就不是那个约翰他以自己的经验，以自己属灵的那个超越性写出来的。跟他以前是使徒啦，或是有是主所爱的啦，跟耶稣很亲密啦，没有什么内在的关系。
This is very different from saying that John was inspired in the sense that out of his own spiritual cultivation, he thought of what to write and wrote down these words.
我讲是内容啦，哈。
I am talking about the content of Revelation.
不是因为他以前很怎么怎么，所以现在就能写这个这个。
What he wrote had nothing to do with his prior experience.
因为启示录是神绝对的要给人的末世的一个计划书。
Because the book of Revelation contains the absolute plan of God, given to the people of the end time.
所以这样的话，启示里面的那个所谓的背景或是 context 上下文，你就不可以用人的，不可以用约翰的本身的经历放进去。
Therefore, we cannot use John's personal experience to serve as the context or background of the book of Revelation.
不能不论。
For example, this point about the church being lukewarm.
很多人就讲呢。
Many commentators say.
啊，老底家这个地方呢，刚好呢有一条有两条河汇到这里，一个是热泉，可以泡温泉；一个是冷泉，可以当那个什么。那个可以喝，流到这里刚好就不冷不热，我看得快晕倒。这个是
that in those days in the city of
Laodicea, 这是约翰看来是神看的。
There were two springs, one was a hot spring, another was a cold spring, and conduits from these two springs joined at a certain point to produce lukewarm water. So this was the background of that letter, and I cannot agree with this at all.
你是替神想，也我不是说绝对错了哈，也可以啊。神看到哦，这些热水，哦冷水啊，合起来啊，不冷不热啊，神才哦理解哦，对，不冷不热就是你们这个地方。
Did you think
也可以呀、啊、
？Did you think this on God's behalf? I'm not saying that it's not possible, because it could be possible that God noticed that there were two springs in that city, and that quote unquote inspired God to write to say these words.
你只能讲神这样子看，你不能讲约翰看啊，因为启示录所写的不是约翰他基于过去的经验或是他的知识的一个预言，不是。
The most you can say is that God thought of this, but you cannot say that because John was aware of this geographical background and that prompted him to write these words.
那你不能说哦，当时因为信徒受到逼迫，在罗马帝国里面受到很大的逼迫，所以约翰他看到这样的情形，用先知性的话语把他来安慰信徒，这样就错了。
It is also wrong to say that John, seeing how the Christians were persecuted at that time, felt inspired to write these words to encourage the believers.
因为约翰在这个启示里面只是一个代笔的人。
Because John was simply a penman who wrote down what he saw and heard.
他只是把它记录的而已。
He was simply a scribe, or he wrote down.
属于圣经的来源的第二个部分。
And this is the second type of the source of the Bible.
就一般所谓的口述笔录。
This is inspiration by dictation.
哎，学外文，我不晓得英文啊。其实你在读德文的人一定有考试，一定会考这个，就是老师念一篇文章，念完之后你要把每个字都写下来。
In many language classes, the teacher may give you a test where you have to dictate and write down what you hear.
不是叫你写大意哦。
You're not asked to summarize.
你写大意零分哦。
If you summarize, you get a zero.
老师念什么，你就要写每个字。
But you have to write down exactly what is being dictated to you.
也分 dictate 对不对哈？他你看他偷点的那么。那这个就是那样子的。
And this was how John was
inspired. 所以到最后他说你不可以乱改，你不可以加，也不可以减。
In the end, God even told him, "You must not add to or subtract from what is written."
所以约翰那个写启示录跟保罗在写书信是不一样的性质。
Therefore, the mode in which John wrote Revelation would be different from that in which Paul wrote his letters.
所以在讲启示录的时候，就要小心不要把背景啊这个放太多佐料了，你就让启示录成为启示录就好。
Therefore, when we interpret Revelation, we must be careful not to add things from historical or geographical background. We just interpret the content as it is.
因为在整个圣经里面。新约里面神说我是全能的，最主要是在启示录。
The most important place in the Bible where God says I am the Almighty, it is in Revelation.
好，那我们看第九节了。
Verse 9. Verse 9. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation of the kingdom.In the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
好，有约翰福音叫做第四福音书叫做约翰福音嘛，对。
The fourth gospel is called the Gospel of John.
那我们常常会问一个问题啦，约翰福音是谁写的啊
？We often ask the question, who was the author of John?
那你一定会答约翰嘛
？And you would definitely answer John.
那约翰福音里面说写这个人是谁
？But according to the book of John itself, what does it say about who the author is?
他没有说是谁啊
？It is not stated anywhere.
他说他是主所爱的门徒。到最后写下来这个人是主所爱的门徒。
It simply tells us that the person who wrote this down was the disciple whom Jesus loved.
主所爱的门徒是谁？
Who is the disciple whom Jesus loved?
他的名字就是主所爱的门徒。
His name is the disciple whom Jesus loved.
所以这是约翰福音很奇妙的地方。
This is something very marvelous about the book of John.
那当然我们人都是很怎么讲，好奇又管闲事，好管闲事。我们总是要，圣经说，主所爱的门徒，你总是希望给他起个名字叫约翰。
Human beings are always curious and nosy. That's why people like to give the disciple whom Jesus loved a name.
主所爱的门徒，主所爱的门徒，其实他的名字叫做主所爱的门徒。
But actually, the name of the disciple whom Jesus loved is simply this: the disciple whom Jesus loved.
这是很特殊的一个在约翰福音里面很特殊的一个主题了。
This is
非常特殊。
Very special topic in the book of John.
里面出现九次。
This name appears five times.
不是有关他的事情九次。
Nine times. Mentions of this disciple can be found nine times.
那个主耶稣有没有爱你
？Does our Lord Jesus love you?
只是 hope 吧，你有 sure 吗？啊，你是不是主所爱的
？Are you the disciple whom Jesus loved?
对呀、啊，就是你呀、啊。
You are the disciple.
所以主所爱的门徒名字是谁？什么名字
？What is the name of the disciple whom Jesus loved?
你什么名字啊？什么名字？啊 ？Me 不是名字啊。
Me is not the name.
以后每个人都要叫你 Me 啊。Jason 啊。所以主所爱的门徒名字什么
？What is the name of the disciple whom Jesus loved?
对，他的名字现在就是 Jason。
Now it is Jason Chong。
对不对？阿三哥也是嘛。
Brother Sam is also a disciple。
因为你解释很多哈，那现在英文有一个字了，就说他是在神的灵里头，神给他当落， 在他的脑子里 那就写出来了，没有经过他的那个，就是说没有经过他的那个思想意志自证意识吧，
对，
就当落正式吧，
当落，因为我这个电脑不太通，我不敢乱用，因为我发觉我不通的不是很厉害，不是、啊、不知道很通的，一讲下面人下去的时候，哎，不是这样子、
啊。But Sam asked
不是道理讲错，讲错而是怎么样？那个比一比错，因为我电脑不好啊，下面都是一堆电脑的，他想说不对哦。
Can we use the term download to describe how John was inspired? And the answer is, since I'm not a computer expert, which many of you are, I better not misuse the term if I don't understand enough.
好，这是我约翰。
I, John.
这个是在启示录里面一个很特殊的。
This is quite special in Revelation.
啊，我们看那个但以理书哈。
Let's also read Daniel.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
有同样的一个讲法。
We can see a similar statement.
七章从第一节你看哈。
Chapter 7, verse 1. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head while on his bed. Then he wrote down the dream, telling the main facts. Verse 2, Daniel spoke, saying, I saw in my vision.
但以理我。
Daniel spoke, saying, I.
对，所以一样的，在这个那个因为在启示里面他说我约翰。
In Revelation, John said, I, John.
约翰福音里面没有说我约翰啊。
But in the Gospel, according to John, you do not see I, John.
保罗在写书信的时候常说我保罗，使徒保罗。
Whereas in Paul's letters, he often said, I, the apostle Paul.
在启示里面约翰就自己讲是我，这是当做证人，证人不可以用匿名啊。
In Revelation, he stated very clearly, I, John, because he was a witness. A witness cannot use a pen name.
你去法庭作证，你用假名，用你的那个，你的什么笔名，不可以的啊。
You cannot use a pseudonym when you testify in court.
你去那个作证，你说主所爱的门徒。
If you're ever asked to testify, and when you're asked your name, you said, "I am the disciple whom Jesus loved."
不可以，你要说我 Jason.
That would not work. You must say, "I Jason."
这里是我约翰。
Just as John said, "I John."
好，那接下来他说，就是你们的弟兄。
Both your brother.
所以约翰是我们的弟兄。
John is our brother.
对。他是神的使徒。
He is the apostle of God.
但是是信徒的弟兄，不是信徒的使徒啊。
But to the believers, he is a brother. He is not an apostle to believers.
这不一样的。
This is different.
使徒是神差他的，是耶稣差他的。
An apostle is one sent by the Lord Jesus.
使徒是给神教的，不是给人教的。
An apostle is addressed by God, not by other human beings.
或是像保罗一样，不能说修理，就是对于那些犯法的人要正法才用这个。
Or in the case of Paul, he needed to defend or correct those who did not obey.
不要，你看保罗书信哦，他如果他很气的话，因为那个被异端哦搅扰，所以他才会说。我使徒就显出他的权威了。
When Paul was furious at the false teachers, he used the title apostle in order to emphasize the fact that he had received authority from above.
约翰是弟兄。
John is our brother.
不只是弟兄哈。
Not only is he our brother.
接下来我们看哈，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份。
And companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ.
他是有份的弟兄。
He is a partner or companion.
什么在哪什么事上有份
？Companion in what area?
他是一起有份的，他没有特殊啊。
He shares in the same. He does not have a special privilege.
跟信徒们一起有份。
He has the same share. He is our partner.
第一，在耶稣的患难。
In the tribulation.
国度。
Jesus Christ, the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
还有忍耐。
And patience of Jesus Christ.
第一个提出的就是患难。
The first is tribulation.
患难有份。
He is a companion in the tribulation.
患难从保罗的观点来看，这是一定会经过的。
According to Paul, tribulation is something we must go through.
因为我们来看一下那个帖撒罗尼迦。
Let's read First Thessalonians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
这保罗刚出来传道不久啊。
This was shortly after Paul began his ministry.
帖撒罗尼迦前书有人是认为是第一封信，有人是认为加拉太书了，没有关系，反正这是蛮早的一封信。
Some people believe that First Thessalonians was the first letter that Paul wrote, and this was quite early.
好，第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
好，请你念。
That no one should be shaken by these afflictions, for you yourselves know that we are appointed for this.
你是这边说那个。要兼顾啊，兼顾你们，并且免得有人被诸般的患难摇动。
That no one should be shaken by these afflictions.
这个患难很多了，一个可能一个接一个。
Afflictions are numerous one after another.
复数嘛，诸就很多了啦。
Afflictions are plural.
好，不要被它摇动。
We should not be shaken by them.
保罗说：“你们应该知道了。”
You yourselves should know.
受患难原是命定的。
That we are appointed for afflictions.
好像不经过患难不行的。
It is a must.
除非你偷跑了，或是你绕道而行，不行啊！只有这条路会遇到。
Unless you choose to escape, otherwise this is a part of the process.
所以这边说患难是命定的。
We are appointed to afflictions.
那在神国更是一样。
And this is all the more so in the kingdom of God.
那所以保罗也讲嘛，我们要进神国要经过很多的患难。
Paul also said elsewhere that to enter the kingdom of God, we must go through many tribulations.
所以约翰说，我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难有份。
That is why John is our brother and companion in the tribulation of Jesus Christ.
所以在患难当中要坚强。
We must be strong in tribulation.
我感谢神，我们很多弟兄姊妹他们在患难当中实在是让人很敬佩。
Thank God, many brothers and sisters are very admirable in their tribulation.
同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.